Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When we are younger, most of us have parents who act as monitors for us. They watch over us, how we behave, they provide us guidance and feedback on what we are doing, and obviously their opinions on what path we are on. As we grow into adults, we may think that we need parents less and less, but the truth is we can always benefit from the support and compassion of a parent. And my guest today, Luna Love, is here to talk about how we can transition and become our own parent. Our own parent who watches over and monitors the child living inside of us all. We will talk, you know, about exploring the powerful potential that we have to nurture our inner child and how this self-compassion and parenting can help us heal our wounds and thrive. Luna, thank you so much for being with us and to discuss this really imperative and important topic of how we can parent ourselves.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so, I mean, we do have, you know, these people in our lives when we're younger that basically provide us their opinions, their guidance, their feedback, and that may not always serve us. So how do we get people to start to see the authentic path that they should take and how they could parent themselves?
Absolutely. I think that we've all made mistakes. We've all had different things in our life that may have not gone the way that we judge ideally for it to be. However, mm-hmm. at the core of everyone, like I've talked to people in prison and people in very dire addiction states, that everyone can find that part of themselves that is the core of themselves, the authentic self, which is kind and generous and loving and unconditionally accepting and has a listening ear, that part of us that is just naturally that way. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is the authentic self, is the ideal parent. And so sometimes we act out of the place of hurt. And often if you track that back psychologically, it would potentially reside in childhood. And that doesn't mean your parents didn't do a great job or they weren't great people. And
right.
some people can clearly say, like, well, my parents didn't show up in the ways that I needed as a kid.
Right.
And it could be a coach or a grandparent or a teacher or a peer that we might have felt that hurt from, but at some point in time, we didn't get the love that we as kids knew deep down inside that we deserved, and it
mm-hmm.
hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if that hurt wasn't acknowledged, it can continue to reside within us, and then we're adults, and sometimes we make choices from that hurt when it gets re-triggered.
Yeah.
And so if at one point we felt like our voices were not welcomed, like our truth, sometimes kids get hushed, like, oh, you're just a kid, and
mm-hmm.
let the adults talk. Somebody might shut down and close off and not speak up. And
right.
that's their trigger, is fear that someone's going to do that. And so I think that we all have these little kids living inside of us that have yet to be acknowledged in the pain that they experienced or the upset that they experienced when they were kids. And so my way of healing with myself and a lot of my clients is to go back and to acknowledge their hurt at whatever age mm-hmm. they experience it, and you can do this as many times as needed with all the ages, and really mm-hmm. cultivate the sense of being that whatever they thought that they needed at that time, presence, mm-hmm. engagement, acceptance, just a listening ear to just allow them to be heard, that mm-hmm. is something that we can go back in time and provide for that child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a way of relating to yourself.
Right. Which I think is so powerful. And I know, just speaking with a lot of clients and in my own life, and, you know, when you grow up with energies around you, different people's energies around you, and maybe they're different. Maybe you grew up in a house of a lot of chaos, and you actually are pretty authentically wired to like calm and safety, and you know, and you're just your baseline is very different from the way and the energy of which you were raised around. I think it's very hard for people to, until you're an adult, to realize this and to realize that, oh gosh, when I was feeling uncomfortable when I was younger, maybe that's because I'm wired differently. How much does this play into that?
I think that's a huge part of it, is just acknowledging like what's true for us and how sometimes we don't always get it. And not being reliant upon the external people or environment to provide that for us, but to take the responsibility as adults to now step up into that role of parenting ourselves. Because I think a lot of people choose to kind of behave in certain ways because they're subconsciously like waiting around for somebody else to show up and give them the love that they wish they had gotten as kids. And so that's kind of the thing, is just taking the personal responsibility to step up in one's own life and be that for themselves.
And what is a good step for people, if the people that are listening out there today, if they're feeling like, you know, they're not getting it from others, how could they begin today to nurture their inner child or nurture that part of themselves that may still be wounded a little bit?
Well, I think just one, acknowledging the feeling. Like, all kids don't necessarily want you to fix their problem. They just want you to listen to what's going on for them and just acknowledge what's true. And I think that that's a huge one that doesn't really change whether you're a child or an adult. And if you're an adult and you're feeling left out, maybe, then just to acknowledge that. Like, being the ideal parent and stepping up into that role isn't like, okay, how can we fix this? And how can we tell your peers that you need to be included? Like, that's sometimes what parents do. But really, the kid just wants to be like, oh, I hear that you feel left out. That must not feel good, you know? And if we can start to talk to ourselves like that, then we become the ideal parent. And that's really just like a quick, easy, basic level one way to just start stepping up like that for yourself in your life.
I love that. So what you're saying is compassionate self-talk is a good way to start, by just acknowledging that. And emotional acceptance, I think, you know, like emotionally accepting your feelings and trying to find others, hopefully. I mean, I know this comes from within, but also trying to like surround yourself with others who are empathetic and emotionally available, so that, you know, I think a lot of kids I work with too are in pain or have had some kind of hurt in their life because they weren't allowed to feel. You know, they were told, you know, be a big boy or be a, you know, don't be a little girl or don't, you know, whatever it was. And they were shut down and they weren't allowed to feel sad or angry or frustrated. So they buried it, or they just somehow got that message that it's not good to be emotional. So they march on through life, you know, trying to suppress their emotions. So for them now to understand that emotional acceptance and that being emotional is such a beautiful part of the human existence.
So beautiful. And I think that what you're sharing is so valuable, and in my personal experience, and that was like a part of my childhood, was like I was super sensitive and was kind of picked on for crying a lot. Just like, oh, you're a crybaby, like don't make her cry. Like that was always a thing. And so just giving myself permission, I think permission is a huge thing in what you're sharing. It's just, it's okay. Like whatever it is that's going on, it's actually a gift. It's such a gift to feel in a world where so many people are numbing and shutting off, to just give oneself permission to allow themselves to feel whatever is present, whether it's ecstatic joy or deep sadness or anything in between, that it's whatever it is, it's okay, because it's human. It's part of the experience, and it's really just helps us grow. It's for us. It's rather than that sometimes the emotions feel like they're happening to us. It's if we can like start to see that the emotions are on our team and that they're happening for us to help us heal, then we build this relationship with them that allows them to be more present and have more space to create change in our lives.
Yeah, I love that. Just reframing that thought, and that our emotions are on our side, that they're our friends, to embrace them, to hug them. I mean, I think all these analogies and ways to envision that are so powerful. Thank you, Luna, so much for being with us. You could find Luna and all the wonderful things that she does, coaching, workshops, programs, at lunalovewellness.com. Thank you so much for this insightful conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.